Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bitcoin reversed Tuesday's decline to climb up above $73,000 today. Some observers saying that Bitcoin's price behavior suggests that institutional investors are leading market activity. The gains followed a record day of ETF inflows in terms of dollars and Bitcoin. Data tracked by BitMEX Research shows that spot Bitcoin ETFs took in over $1 billion worth of net inflows on Tuesday, surpassing the February record. Bitcoin is at around $72,000 as of 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and the CoinDesk 20 index is relatively flat at 2736. The Ethereum blockchain has successfully completed the Denkun upgrade. The upgrade is designed to usher in a new era of cheaper fees for the growing array of auxiliary networks that operate on top of Ethereum, known as Layer 2 rollups. The Denkun upgrade has been planned for years, but it was delayed due to some engineering concerns. Since then, developers have tested the package on three separate networks, and most of those ran smoothly. Ether is at just below $4,000 as of 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And the U.S. government has concluded that no NFT-specific legislation is needed. A 112-page government study found that current intellectual property laws are adequate to deal with concerns about copyright and trademark infringement associated with NFTs. The stakeholders said they don't believe changes are needed at this time and that any NFT-specific legislation might be premature. That's a wrap for CoinDesk Daily today. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.